All right, ready?
Ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, well, let's move outside here, Mayor.
Amen. Yeah, it's a nice piece on here. How could I not write that? Okay.
See, and we never had to do that. It was always the biggest thing.
Oh, the chase over there?
From the saddle had to be super light.
Oh, yeah.
And, but getting on, or, and then you had to get on like super.
Too late. I just went and looked at a new horse before I came here, so.
Carol, there. I tried to call you earlier in the day.
You always get me before.
I discovered that that the phone number in our directory is not your phone number.
Oh.
There was misprint.
Nor is it anybody else's.
I'll give it to you when we leave.
Okay.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Okay, item two is the public comment. Does the general public have any information?
Your general public.
Oh, nope.
And would you like to introduce yourself to the rest of the group, please?
Well, she's on the agenda, so.
Oh, okay. All right, then. We're good with that. Item number three, approval of minutes from May. I read them. I make a motion to approve.
I can second it, even though I wasn't here.
Yeah, it's fine. The minutes, I mean, you can still approve them. I think even if you're here.
Item four, approval for the agenda, the July 12th. I make a motion to approve.
I second it.
All right, moving on to item five, informational items. Planning and zoning.
Nothing?
Well, I know, but I figure she still had to
Everyone does that. I'm telling you not just here. Everyone does it.
Item six is general business. And we have Christina here visiting with us.
My name is Christina Aberle. I'm one of the CERT instructors. CERT is Community Emergency Response Team. And it's a program from Citizens Corps to prepare us, regular people, in the event of disasters. Because we know when a disaster strikes, our first responders are going to be spread too thin, and we're going to be on our own. We need to be prepared to be on our own for at least 72 hours. So, yeah, that's, so just think the cavalry's not coming, you're on your own, Clark County's not going to get any help, it's 72 hours. So what we do in CERT is train people to be that bridge in that time frame between the first responders and the public. The main purpose of CERT is just to prepare you and you and you. So if a disaster strikes and you don't want to help any of your neighbors, that's fine, because you're going to be prepared to take care of yourself and your family. And so what we do is we do this training either on a Saturday and a Sunday. It's two 8-hour days. Or it's over six evenings, six three-hour classes, and we try to keep them on the same night, so it would be like Thursday, 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 or Monday, 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 or something like that. I've got my little cheat sheet. So what we do is we do an intro where we teach you about doing fire escape plans from your house. And having go bags, like you're gonna have like medicine and eyeglasses and pet food and stuff like that. So we teach you what you need as an individual. Then we do two medical units, because first aid and teaching people life-saving skills is a big deal in disaster. We teach how to triage really fast, basic things like opening airways, stopping bleeding, and evaluating people's mental status. We teach that. We also do a terrorism section. We go a lot into weapons and like CBRN, the chemical, biological, nuclear, all that kind of stuff. So we teach about that. I'm sorry, I'm having to look at my little cheat sheet. Then what do? We teach fire extinguishers, because that's part of CERT, is putting out small fires and turning off utilities. Because in disasters, like if the gas lines break and all that, so you can turn off your gas or somebody else's. We do search and rescue, light search and rescue, which is a really big deal. It's not like Red Rock search and rescue. This is teaching you like what houses you should go into, what structures are safe to go into, how you're going to search them, and things like that. So we teach all that. And I think, let me look at my cheat sheet. that's it. That's it. But basically, so if we can teach you the medical and the search and rescue and turning off utilities, that's the main things that we want to teach people.
Is there a fee?
No. No. No, it's free. Mm-hmm. And then you get, excuse me, at the end, if you graduate, you get one of these handy-dandy backpacks full of all sorts of stuff. And it's got flashlights, blankets, duct tape, right? Duct tape for everything. It's got goggles, masks, what we call a bump helmet. Let's show you.
For free or post-bump.
So you get one of these. It's a bump helmet because we can't call them hard hats because they're not built to the specifications, but it protects your head.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a kind of hard hat.
Yeah. It's a kind of hard hat, but not really.
Better than nothing.
Yes. Yes. And so you get all sorts of stuff, rope and flashlights and whistles and glow sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we give you these at the end. Mm. But no, it is free because we want people to be prepared and ready. What you would do is get in touch with Mary, and she will get you on the schedule.
Do you have an online website?
Like you know what? I'll get you her phone number. But yes, we do have an online. The mm-hmm. schedule is online.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've got her number in my phone. We're pretty booked right now, I think, but she could definitely get you guys on the schedule.
What is the website?
It's City of Las Vegas.
Oh.
And then just go look for CERT, C-E-R-T.
Okay. Is that sponsored by City of Las Vegas?
Yes. City of Las Vegas is the sponsoring agency for all of Southern Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so we do classes in Pahrump, tons of classes in Henderson, because the city of Henderson, and...
Could we go to Pahrump, even though this isn't Nye County?
You can go to anywhere, any...
Depending on the location, it could be faster.
Any class you can get into, if they're open.
Yeah.
The issue we have with some of them is they're closed classes because certain groups lock it down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we have to limit the number of people.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep it to 24 and under because some of the exercises we do, if there's too many people, it's not fair to the participants because we can't give them the attention they need.
But you'll come out to the community and do it if there's enough people.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We would come out here and do it.
Does it include CPR as well?
No. Because CERT, we don't do CPR training. The goal of CERT is to do the most good for the greatest amount of people, and CPR is too time intensive, because when you're doing, you just want to move. Yeah. So no, it does not include, no, unfortunately. But yeah, I don't know what the minimum number of people is that we do. Mary can tell you that, but we go to you guys. Because our goal is to get people trained.
Nice.
Yeah. So, we want to get you trained.
Is it being invaded?
Good job.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll get info on that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you want me to get you Mary's information? Right? Yeah.
Yes, please.
You know, and if there weren't enough up here, I think, are you usually the one that comes out and does the presentation?
I would do it here because I live in Pahrump, so it's really easy for me.
But I was thinking if there's not enough up here, maybe between here and Blue Diamond.
Yes.
You know, we'd even alternate back and forth the days or something.
Yes.
You know, there might be.
Yeah,
because I think you have to have like 6 or 8.
I think,
like
because we need enough people to do some of the
exercises.
Right,
to make it worth it. Yeah.
Rob
and we'll
make it. I'll commit to that. I know Rob would do that.
But I'm just saying that if we didn't have enough, I'll bet we could combine you guys.
Right.
Or advertise it in Pahrump and get people to drive up here.
What's the age limits?
You know, that's a good question. I believe you have to be 16. I can check with Mary. I think 16 is the minimum age. They have CERT for kids, for little kids.
Hmm.
But I think what we do is...
And then there's always that in-between.
And, I mean, to my way of thinking, if they're old enough to sit through the class and understand it, they should be able to do it, because this stuff, it's going to help them. I mean, it's not rocket scientist what we're doing. It's just basic stuff that, to me, a 12-year-old could learn this very easily.
Scouts learn this stuff.
Exactly.
So
they have different expectations.
Yeah, I know.
So, let me get you Mary's number.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So watch your step around here.
I know.
All right, so are we done with that item? Mm-hmm. All right. Mr. Metro, you have a report for us today?
Everything's fabulous.
Awesome.
Good to hear. My name is Sergeant Seedy. Okay. I took over a couple months ago.
I haven't been here before. This is my first one.
This is our new sergeant.
I said Mr. Metro. I didn't know who he was.
Well, you guys only do every other month, so I missed the first one. No, I think the fires are going pretty good. It's pretty well contained from what I've been hearing. Folks here probably know a lot more on that than I do. But
no, I thought it was out.
Is it out?
45%.
45%? Yeah, that was last night.
45%.
Oh, I thought it was
6. I still got two crews up there.
Okay.
There was a time.
We're going to stick around for another. Well, he's got to be out of here in 7 days. So we got to. We'll keep him until that time.
Right. When it first started, this was the highest priority fire in the country.
Was it really?
Because of the communication sites of Bipolacy. I just found that out from Forest Service. Okay. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
I'm like, it sure wasn't the biggest, but I get
No, it's not the biggest, but the consequences were the biggest.
That. Yeah, well, her timing is
perfect. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Well, and Christina's timing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they put the fire cap between the fire and the water supply.
Is that good or bad?
That's bad.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Especially when the cab has been vacant for 10 years.
Do you have a card?
Supply, no building.
Oh, okay.
They were ordering cards. Okay. I don't. I'm sorry.
Carol has your contact.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get in touch with you. I would love you to come out to Sandy Valley to my other towns and talk about it.
Oh, yeah. We'd be more than happy
Super.
To.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Hopefully we'll see you in the near future. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. For sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, so the Metro thing, and number 5 is admin services.
It's me.
Do we have any more info on that?
I don't have a whole lot. NDOT, I talked to them about coming to this meeting, and the engineer, but they are finalizing the rest of the project.
Yep.
So it would be silly to come and not have everything, so they're going to come in September.
Okay.
And there's a new head guy heading up the project for NDOT, so he'll be coming out to meet you guys, and the engineer will be coming out. So that they can include the rest of the project over here.
I knew that they were doing more paperwork because they were on me about my little tack room again.
Oh.
On that. And you know what's interesting? Have any of y'all seen that trouble, that maybe that half-mile strip where they have it down from two lanes to one, and there's a half-mile before it opens up again?
Yeah, that's because they wanted to bring it down. This is phase two, that first phase
right,
two.
Right, but they couldn't go half a mile because all the time there's
it's
traffic
less
issues.
Than a half mile.
That's what I figured was less than a half.
It just blows everyone down.
Yeah,
I'll have to pay attention.
They want it
to slow down. When you come up, I estimated half, so it's less than a half. It goes from 2 to 1, and there's, I would say, half the time coming back home or coming back up, there's traffic issues there because of the slower vehicles going up that high hill. I thought that was
I don't know. There's nothing to do about it now.
No, so they did. We're going to cut it off here, but that's an engineer
right
for you.
There by Cottonwood Canyon.
I know. Sometimes they don't have
it's
very good foresight.
Down to one lane, you've got to shut it down.
An engineer drew the line regardless if it made sense
I know.
Or not.
So they'll be coming out next meeting in September, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of people here to talk to them. And I got a complaint on your side of town.
Okay.
About people that are putting out trash cans and not securing them, and so then animals can get in the trash, and wind can blow it everywhere. So just a reminder, it's no one here, but just a reminder that it is the law, county code, that you have to secure and cover your trash to keep it from being blown or moved around by animals or anything. So
okay, is this first? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. With securing, what do they allow? Can you do like the little block?
It doesn't
structure?
Say.
Okay,
it doesn't say.
There's no.
Well, and it means the can, if you put a lid on, it needs to stay on. And
I know, because the pros will take it off.
Exactly, and it's not. There's nothing specific. So it's up to you. It leaves it open to you to secure it however it needs to be. If your cans are real light, maybe you need to put something around it. At my house, we put a little bungee cord type thing that holds ours to the fence. You know, I mean, so it doesn't say how you do it. You just have to make sure it's secure so that it doesn't blow onto any right-of-way, any street, any private or public other property than yours.
You do that third class, you can get that duct tape. Duct tape it down.
There you go. So So yeah, it is in the code. And then there had been some concerns about the property over here that being cleared. He's working on that. There's a dumpster there.
What? Oh, okay.
I'm continuing to work on it. We're making progress.
Because he's a good talker. It means, well, he's super nice.
The dumpster's there.
But he's
the dumpster's where we're making progress.
Good.
So haven't you seen that there's a dumpster there?
Yeah, but I'd
What's
like
all the little holes?
To see
I don't
progress.
Know. I don't know.
Not
so
just
we're
a dumpster.
I know. Well, we're working on it. So we're it's going to be taken care of.
Good. Because so. Down in the county, if they don't get it clean, the county will do it and then need you.
Right, but that's your taxpayer money that pays for it in the first place?
Yeah, but it's a fire hazard.
Okay, then I'll continue to push.
Because,
Which
especially now,
we
having the one across the street,
Bobby,
even
right.
though there's dirt on it, it's been 2 years now. It's
yeah.
nothing but tinder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
it'll burn under that dirt.
I will push it to the next step then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know it's taxpayer dollars, but it's also
okay.
a hazard. If it weren't that big a deal because of the hazard, and we're having fire right now. So,
I hear you.
That's
so
the only reason why I'm squawking that
loud. I completely understand. And that's all I have, unless there's any questions for me.
Okay. What's going on with your tack room?
Oh, it was built this far inside the property line, literally. Like, I think one side is an inch inside, and then it's maybe 4 inches on the other. But it's in NDOT right-of-way. So when we brought the second home up there, I had to get permission from NDOT. And, of course, they were doing all the plans for the road, so it took 3 years. And we had to do, like, an insurance binder thing, which was fine then, but insurance has changed. They said, we won't allow that. We won't write it that way anymore. So they said, well, get us another one. So I've been working on that. Eventually, that I'll have to move that shed because I'm not paying $800 a year just to insure that tack room the way they want because they're afraid they're liable. I'm like, it's on my property, but it's our right-of-way. And then they thought I was running a business
Maybe
out of it.
You can just go in and have them vacate 6 inches or something.
No, it's on our property. It's in their right-of-way.
No, but if it's in their right-of-way, I had a right-of-way.
They won't. Problem. They won't reduce it.
I went
it,
down
tried.
And I had it vacated.
I tried, but because of the road widening, they wouldn't. I got all my patent easements
okay.
and a couple of other things taken care of, and they adamantly refused that.
Well, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, you did definitely. But it's highway, so
okay.
they're not going to. And that's fine. I'll just
okay.
relocate. So we've got a game plan, but I just need time to do it. So it was just because of their timing that told me that they're working on the paperwork side of this road.
Yep, they're moving ahead.
Yeah, and it got pulled out of a drawer and dusted off.
Do you have any idea of what they're planning on doing with the cut through the opposite the bar?
Oh, no. I just knew that they're working on it because they contacted me and wanted an updated insurance policy. So it only let me know. I just knew through the, you know, reading between the lines that they're working on stuff for up here in the next phase.
Well, that inch and a half
doesn't matter.
It's, I think, critical for them.
Apparently.
I do. Yes.
The part of the road that they finished is a pretty good improvement.
All right, so item number 7, these have been our comments by the general public. Any more?
Nope.
Item 8, our next meeting is September 13th, 6 p.m. And I shall adjourn the meeting.
Yep.
Good job.